Syracuse University freshmen are starting their college careers in much the same way they ended high school not long ago, in a very strange way due to the COVID-19 pandemic. WAER Scott Willis reports by week's end about 5,000 first-year transfer and returning students are expected to be moved into their campus dorms.
The atmosphere at the Skytop parking lot was upbeat as families received orientation materials through car windows. Director of First Year and Transfer Programs, Carrie Abbott, says they're trying to keep spirits up.
I'm out here, my whole orientation team, we're still clapping, we're still cheering, we still got orange balloons. Our entry looks a little different this year, but we're still making everybody feel as welcome as normal. Students are excited to be here. They have their orange shirts on. I've seen some cars that say Syracuse Bound, so they're excited to be here. Obviously a little nervous, but everybody's nervous on their college move-in day.
More than 800 families pulled up to the Skytop parking lot for check-in Monday, where they received their class T-shirt, orientation schedule, and school ID. But they're also being checked for COVID. Staff verified a negative coronavirus test result within the past 10 days and then took another sample. 12 to 15 saliva samples will be pooled for one test to check for any signs of the virus. If it comes back positive, each person in the pool will be tested individually. Vice Chancellor Mike Haney was on hand to administer screenings and greet families.
This is also a class that many of them didn't have high school graduations. Many of them missed an awful lot of this transition from high school to college and everything associated with it. So we're going to do our best to create an experience for them that is meaningful.
At the same time, Haney is also trusting students to follow the rules like wearing masks and social distancing.
I'm somebody that's going to start from the perspective that these students can elevate, that these students can rise to the high expectations that we have for them. And I think that's where not only our university, I think that's where our community should start.
On the other hand, Haney says they will not tolerate those who put the health of others at risk. Campus looks different in order to help students stay safe. He says there are mobile classroom trailers as well as nearly 24 large tents to provide space for what might normally take place in campus buildings, whether it's studying, taking a virtual class, or getting a bite to eat.
The physical density of our dining halls has to be reduced. The extent to which, you know, we can have a dining hall packed with students and they're sitting shoulder to shoulder, it's not going to happen. We've pivoted. We now have grab-and-go meals, full meals that students can take from the dining halls, and they can go out to those tents, sit outside, socially distance.
Students will attend classes in person or virtually on campus, while others have chosen not to come to campus at all and will learn remotely from home. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.